Hello and welcome to the Thank the Phoenicians podcast. I'm here with five other people. This is the biggest crowd we've already had. I am joined here again by Phoebe and Ava.
Hi.
And then we've got some new people. Esther.
Hi.
Hiram.
Hello.
And Sam.
Bark.
Everyone, hi, Sam.
Bark. Anyways, today we're not going to let them share their favorite attraction just yet because we are doing our top five attractions. So we kind of will want it to be a surprise for everyone. Then we'll share their stories at the end of the episode. Anyways, let's get started. Number five is Carousel of Progress. So I love this ride because it's just like classic. It's the World's Fair. So it's
by the way, this is Isaac's top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just go around. Sorry, before I keep talking, we'll just go around. We'll all say our number five, then we'll do our number four, three, two, one. Anyways, we are really, I just love this ride. It's just one of my favorites.
It's like, how it started.
Like, yeah. It's one of the classics.
Carousel that shows you the progress of Disney.
It's like Small World. Like, it's just classic.
Yeah, if you listen to Backside Water, shout out, they talk about the World Showcase and, like, how it really started Disney to get big. So, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, Beeps?
Okay, mine is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Ooh.
I like this ride. It's fun, and the queue line, whatever it's called. Huh? Oh, yeah. The queue line, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. And, like, when you swipe your hand, like, under, and then you get the water. I just love that ride. It's fun.
Okay, Esther?
Mine is Frozen. It's just, like, it's like a good one, and it's like it's one of my favorite movies, so it's like one of my favorite rides. So.
Yeah, I get it. I love that ride.
In your favorite movie.
Oh, and like the second one, if you have never seen it, go and watch it, but it's good.
It's better than the first person.
Anyways, you were saying?
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I haven't been to Disney World. Sam's my little brother. We haven't been to Disney World.
Well, you are little.
We haven't been to Disney World, but I've watched a video of Frozen Ever After, and it looks really cool. Like, the animatronics just look really cool, so.
There is
something creepy that I saw. It's when all the animatronics shut down, and Olaf was just going like this.
Oh my gosh. Their eyes go out.
We have to explain what they're doing, because it's not a video.
Yeah, but it's creepy. It's like,
so their hands are down, and his head is just
they're
like
leaning over.
It was creepy. It's
like a candlestick that's melted.
Oh, that's a good way to describe it.
Anyways, yeah. Hiram.
Okay. My number five is Soarin'. I love this one.
I like... Sorry.
I really like how every, like, thing has, like, a certain smell, like the orange grove. You smell oranges. I think that's really cool. What are you guys laughing at?
Me?
She just went...
And
I was looking at my list thinking, like, maybe you
want
to
change. And then Sam comes over.
And then
Sam
leans over. Like, you went, like.
Anyways,
it used to scare me when it was going into, like, a different scene, and especially the plane.
Yeah,
it's loud.
It's loud
and it scared me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
planes
are loud.
I love Soarin'. Okay, my number five. Oh, this is really hard for me making lists. It takes me a long time.
I'm like the last one. It took us a few months.
Yeah, this kind of has been going.
It kind of did take us a few months.
We made the list, and then we were gonna record, and we did it. So then, like a few. Months later.
And she's still changing her list.
Well, I had to remake mine because I lost it. And then
How did you lose it?
It's in your brain somewhere. She's just pulling it back out.
Okay, well, so this was hard, but my number 5 is Indiana Jones. Ooh. I love Indiana Jones.
That's good, right?
I just like that it's kind of, a lot of people don't like that it's like bouncy and kind of crazy, but I really like it. It makes it fun. And funny story about this is I always made my dad sit on the right side, so he was closer to the snake than I was.
I get it. I was scared of that thing.
I was scared of it. I was like, Dad, which side does the snake
I
come
blame
up?
Indiana
like, this
Jones
side.
For
and
not
like,
liking
okay,
snakes.
You sit there.
Yeah, you get eaten.
I always
first.
Wanted to drive it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Selfie.
I never was able to drive it. Unless you're
in the UK, then you're dead.
I've driven it before, but
I don't
blame
Indiana
favorites.
Jones not liking snakes. I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
I hate snakes. And spiders are not as bad.
If you haven't been on Indiana Jones, it's a fake snake. It's a giant fake snake. So,
except then it visually eats cast members. It's fake, but it still eats people. So
no, it doesn't.
With its eyes,
that's a
reference to the backside of water.
Yeah,
go listen to it, and you'll understand.
Yeah.
Anyways, Sam.
Yes.
You're up.
Number 5. Half of 10. Half of 10. Half of 10. Half of 10, which is half of 20, which is half of 40, is. Storybook canals.
I love storybooks. I love storybook.
It's good. I like it because it's like
good.
All of the good movies of Disney literally put together in one ride, and like when you pass by them, sometimes they'll tell like a story of
the
entire movie.
It's kind of peaceful.
Or,
like after a day of like walking everywhere, you do a lot of walking in Disney.
Yeah.
You like sit down in a boat and you just kind of relax.
I think I've only been on that ride once. Like
really?
I think I've only been on it once,
but
I was really loved
it. Well, I've never been on it.
Yeah, you have.
I don't remember, so I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
It's the one with the big whale. Going to the mouth of the
monstro.
No.
Monstro.
Don't remember that?
Monstro the whale. And then you have the lamp inside of the whale.
She knows. She remembers. She's like,
I really love the part where you go by Ariel's, like, what is it called? I forgot.
Like her palace?
Yeah. I love that part. It's so colorful. Mm-hmm. Love it.
And then the one with Agrabah's, like, a V.
Yeah.
And then you, like, go this way.
And I just love, like, you imagine all these little fun characters living in a world where, like, all
it's miniatures.
Okay.
Fun story about that.
I also love where Alice in Wonderland is.
If you want to go learn more about that, go to the Backside of Water and listen to the Backside of Water.
Now, Isaac, go.
Yeah, anyways, go to listen to the Storybook Canal Boat.
Number 4.
The world, on the Backside of Water. Number 4 for me is Matterhorn. So this is also another classic.
I've never been on this ride.
Hi, Ron.
I'm just doing all classics except for my first one. Matterhorn is really good.
I've only been on Everest, not Matterhorn.
I remember I was scared because of Harold the Yeti.
Yeah, he kind of scares me every
time. I think it's part of it.
He's creepier. He was like creepier in like his first animatronic than he is even now.
I think Disney does a good job of making it so it's not too scary and everyone gets
like the red eyes that's glowing.
Oh, I actually have a little bit of history about this ride. Just a little wink of it.
wink of it.
Get it?
Croissant.
No, no. Tell us about it when it's your story time. Yeah. Tell us about it.
He said history.
History. It's not on my story.
Oh my gosh. Fan theory. His story. History. His story.
Like
that's
it.
What it stands for.
Cool, but I don't know if that's a fan theory.
If you're a fan of history, it is.
Well, it's a theory.
But anyways,
his story.
The history of the Matterhorn, right? Is. Matterhorn, that's right. It is that when they were slowing down the tracks of it for like the first few decades of the ride, they used hay.
Yeah.
Now they use water. It works the same, just more
used
hay.
Go listen to
so the horse wanted.
Yeah, once again, go listen to the Backside of Water.
Yay!
Yay!
The Backside of Water, which is literally just blue still. Anyway, if the horses wanted a munch, they could get a munch. Wait, and then if the car came, they would chop their head off.
Oh! Whoa! Somebody,
this is a family podcast.
Somebody,
this is a kid podcast.
Yeah, it's literally the description for us is kid his story. Anyways, let's keep going.
Yeah.
The Yeti could be the horse.
No. Well, it would be horse scary.
Okay, anyway.
You just see the head on the track and like you just run over.
Okay, and then it would be me.
Yay!
It'd be bloody hay.
You want some croissants? You want some hot dogs? Or do you want meat? Oh
my gosh.
Okay, let's get on.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, we should. No, wait. Before, we need to give it to Trader Sam's.
Cut it off.
Just give him the meaty hay,
it's basically the same.
Okay, anyway.
Speaking of Trader Sam, my number four is Jungle Cruise.
Oh, I
forgot about that rhyme.
I love Jungle Cruise. It's just a classic. And
yeah, that is a classic.
Yeah, I just love it, and that's actually how the Backside Water got its name. So that's a good podcast. Go listen to it. But I just
only listened to like barely any.
No. Ah, okay.
I used to think it was weird, and then I listened to it, and I was like, wait.
I just really like it, and good ride. So.
Anyways, okay, Esther.
Mine's Tower of Terror is just like, it's very fun, but like the first time I was so scared, I thought like if I was in the front row, I'd fall out of the window. So that was scary for me. But then when it went down, I kind of calmed down, and it was really fun.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun ride. That's one of my favorites. That's a good one.
I'm scared of Tower of Terror.
It didn't make it on this list.
The first
I've never
time
been on Tower of Terror because I was chicken when I went.
I hate Tower of Terror.
Last time I went, I was
like,
now it's not even the Tower of Terror.
Like
now
the
it's
first time.
The
yeah.
The first
Disneyland.
Last time I went to Disney, it was like 5 or 6 years ago. So I was chicken.
Chicken.
Wow. Maybe that should have been the meme.
The first time Heim did not come on it because he was like, I'm scared of it.
I ain't going on it.
He's scared of it. I'm like, come on. And then like the rest of my family took me like. I was like sleeping, and then I woke up and I was there and I was like screaming because I didn't want to go.
We took her on it when she was like asleep.
She was asleep and then they woke me up when
she was
like,
watching
we're
a show
ready to go and do it.
No, you were watching the show.
No, I fell asleep because then I just like opened my eyes and I saw like right, like they were like buckling me up.
Okay, I have a story, but I have to say. Let me say mine first.
Why don't we save stories till the end when everybody else is saying stories?
Mine is Jungle Cruise. I changed it.
What was it before?
It was insane. Pirates.
No.
You took out Pirates for Jungle Cruise.
Ooh! No, it wasn't. Splash Mountain. Oh, yeah, it was Splash Mountain.
You took out Splash Mountain? Jungle Cruise
is better than Splash. I can agree.
Sam agrees
with me.
Anyways, Sam. Okay, Jungle Cruise. Again, another Jungle Cruise. This is another classic. Like,
great. I think we already did all the stories for Jungle Cruise, so let's move on.
Okay. My number four is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates!
So classic. It's my favorite. One of my favorites.
Pirates!
I can't decide. The order is really, like, it changes a lot when I think about favorite rides.
It's okay.
But, so, yeah. I love Pirates. One of my favorites.
That is another classic.
Yeah.
It actually is supposed to be a museum.
Pirates?
Oh, yeah. It was supposed to be. It was going to be a museum, like a walkthrough attraction.
But then Small World came in, and then Walt was like,
boat ride.
Boom. Boat ride. Pirates plus boat ride.
Perfect.
Pirates, boat ride. Whoa.
Pirate ride. Yeah. It's a boat on a ride. Or a ride on a boat.
I love the part when... you go under the bridge and there's like that guy with his foot hanging off.
Oh
my gosh.
The dirty foot.
The hairy foot.
Dude, you just gotta make
there's
sure.
There's a Disney, guys. I don't know what it was. It was like Disney ride movie or something. I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That guy's gonna make sure that they don't move Matterhorn into the Pirates ride.
Says,
see, his leg is gonna be mediator.
And it says, see the hairy legs. So every time we go under it, we're like,
see the hairy legs.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, you're up.
Yeah. Number four.
So. Oh. That voice crack was on purpose.
Voice inflection.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So it's a big pile of poo bear. If you want to know the history behind that little rendezvous I just said, just go to the backside of water
and
Toad episode.
Toad.
Anyways,
Mr. Toad,
Winnie
Mr.
the Pooh. Toad. That is a good one.
Ah,
poo big, pop, pop.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh is
not
so
that cool. Type of poo, the P-O-O-H.
Really cute. And again, if you're looking for, like, Winnie the Pooh is air-conditioned, it's dark, and it's, like, very cool.
And it's, like, it's colorful,
really,
and it's good for kids.
If you have little kids and they're all really tired and
walking
and stuff,
I forgot about that.
Go on Winnie the Pooh, because there's no wait. Well, usually, in Disneyland. There's, like, no wait.
Disneyland, no.
You
Disney
go
World,
in.
Yeah.
You go in and then you're right on the ride and it's dark and cool and you got and just
they're
the dark
cool.
Rides.
Do you mean
I
both
feel like
or just
reset
one?
You so like
not the
rides
more,
inside
cool, as in
they reset you and then you're ready for more time.
Cool outdoors. Put your shades on and be like I'm cool.
Both they're both good. They're both yeah. They both
they're both like
yeah.
Anyways, yeah, Winnie the Pooh is a good one. Okay. So now it's time for number three. We are only at number three, and guess what? We've been at this for about 20 minutes. So
wow.
This is going to be a longer episode. And we still have our honorable mentions and story time after we do the list.
Okay, let's hurry.
Okay.
It's okay. We can have a longer episode.
We can talk about Mickey still.
Sorry if it cuts out. We can only do it for a certain amount of time.
It won't cut out. We will fix that. Anyways, number three. Pirates of the Caribbean. So just like kind of what Pirates of the Caribbean is my number three. Like,
it's so good.
It has to be on my top five list.
It has to be.
It has to be. It's
so
good.
It deserves to be
on a ride.
It's just so good.
Yeah, it's like it just deserves.
It's like Walt decided he was like. I didn't know they just did. What did he do?
Anyways.
What I was meaning to do is I was trying to remember what I was going to say, and then I just went.
What?
Somebody could just make a remix out of that and just put
What?
It says honorable.
Oh, I thought it said horrible mention.
Oh no!
He looked down my list and thought it said horrible mentions.
Yeah,
it said honorable mentions.
Anyways,
I didn't look at it. There's
no R in horrible.
Anyways, let's get moving
no
on.
R?
Otherwise, you will have us for 2 hours. So, Phoebs, you're up.
Bad.
Okay. Number three for me is Space Mountain. I just really like Space Mountain.
This definitely...
Quiet Coyote.
No, this has quiet. To be on my top
Quiet
five.
Coyote. Everybody just be quiet. Be quiet. Quiet Coyote.
What am I doing?
Unless the coyote's even meaty. Hey, he's not telling anyone to be quiet.
She can talk.
You just need this one.
Quiet. Okay, remind me, I've got something to show you after. Quiet Coyote. Okay. Okay, Esther, your turn. Space Mountain. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's just a cool ride. It's fun. I just like it. And you just don't really know what's going to go on. Like, even if you've been on it a billion times,
what's going to happen?
I can always think, like, okay, it's going to go up, and then it's going to turn, and then it's going to go down. But then after that, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but, like, when I'm, like, I'm, like, I'm just going straight, and then all of a sudden it drops. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I love to look for the stars. Like, look for the disco ball, because the disco ball makes the stars and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, look for the disco.
You can kind of see the track right when you go under it, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I always duck my head.
Yeah, I know, right?
Anyways.
I'm short, I would miss it.
Sprinkle some glitter on it, and then glitter stops.
Anyways.
Mine is Dinosaur. Also, Harm got scared of this, because he's, like, scared because, like, the dinosaur was chasing after you.
I'm not going to say anything ill about this ride, but I do not like it that much.
I like it. It's
like,
my favorite. It's, like, fun because it's, like, I'm kind of warned that, like, the dinosaurs are going to come chasing after it, but I kind of forget, and then it's, like, a surprise for me, so.
That's good.
That's a good surprise. I like it.
Anyways, okay, Hyra, you're up.
Number three.
This is Pirates.
Pirates
wow!
Again.
Wow!
Pirates is so good.
Guys,
Pirates has to be on everybody's list.
One sec.
And Esther's. Phoebe and Esther's. Anyways, so Pirates is a great ride. It's fun. And it's good. Anyways.
Mysteriously
leaves the room.
I think he's taking care of the dog that was barking.
I'm
and
back.
He's in here.
Okay. Hey, we're back.
Number three for me is Space Mountain. I love Space Mountain.
Just ignore
it's one
back.
Of my favorites. The first time I went on it. Oh, this is funny. The first time I went on it, I went with, I sat next to my brother, my older brother, not Sam.
What is it?
Space Mountain. And, I had my mouth open, so my cheeks were, like, going crazy.
On what?
I felt like it. I couldn't see it,
on
obviously.
What?
On Space Mountain.
Oh!
I felt like my cheeks were just, like, wiggling a lot because my mouth was open. So I was like...
Anyways. Okay, Sam.
Sam, number three?
You up?
Oh, yeah. Three. Three, that's half of six. That's half of 12. That's half. I'm going to do that every time.
Practice your math, okay?
Number three is Haunted Mansion.
Okay. Haunted Mansion.
I love it so much.
It's just an original because I've been like literally going
it's an OG.
Since I was a kid.
This
so
was
that's
Sam's favorite since he was like three. So.
This is another one that Hiram was scared of.
Wait, what? I was just scared of the.
Oh, I was scared of it too. I was scared of the dark.
I don't know if you guys heard this before, but Lady got scared of the thing that popped up behind the grave. That she whacked it with her purse, and they had to shut it down for like a little while.
Wait, who told you that?
But I don't know. I just read.
Okay, but let's continue with my explanation. Why I love it so much. I love it so much because since I was a kid, I've been literally riding this ride every single time we went there. So I'm pretty much forced to like it, but not at the same time.
It was your favorite when you were little. So we always made it like, okay, we have to go on this ride for Sam.
So every time we've been there, we've always ridden that ride.
Yeah, so it was Sam's favorite.
And it's just such a great
ride. Oh, also, next ride, I'll save it.
The animatronic. Ooh.
Okay. Animatractions.
Animatractions.
I don't know what that was.
What's it like? Attractions. It was like attractions and animatronics mixed.
Animatronics. Okay.
They're really 25 cool. minutes.
Hire him.
Five more minutes.
Stop.
You're making that up.
No?
Hire him.
You're making
Hiram.
That up.
Stop.
It's it doesn't matter.
25.
Anyway. Okay. Number two. Isaac, number two.
Oh, yeah, number two is Jungle Cruise.
I love Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, this is a great one. We've kind of already talked about it all because, so I'm just going to let everyone think what they want to think about Jungle Cruise. Anyways, thanks.
Number two for me is actually Rock and Roller Coaster, which is located at Hollywood Studios in Walt Disney World. I love this ride, I don't know. Ever since I've been on it, it's just been, like, really fun. It's really fast. But you go upside down, like, a few times. And so it's, like, yeah, it's just, like, you don't really expect it. And then all of a sudden, you're just upside down.
Mm. But, I want to go on it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's going to make your head go turn and your mouth go bark.
Yeah, fell on a person.
Okay.
That was
really
random. Okay, Esther?
It's actually Space Mountain. I like Space Mountain, but Disney World, like, when it said seven drops, I thought it was meaning, like, you would drop seven times.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of still scared of dropping like that.
My favorite
so
one's at
that's
Disney
why
World.
I've never went on the Disney World one, but I went on the Disneyland. One time I remember when, like, my older brother, like, I was sitting right by him, and I was like, look, there's stars, look, there's more stars, like, look at the people ahead. So, yeah.
Okay,
my second is also Space Mountain.
Wow. This
definitely is on the five list.
What a small world.
My favorite one is at Disney
Go
World.
Into the small world episode of The Backside Water.
My favorite one is at Disney World because I just love being in the front. I was once in the front and I loved it.
What are you talking about?
Once in the front,
Space Mountain.
Okay, Ava, you next.
Okay, so my favorite number two. My favorite number two.
Your number of favorites is number two, which is the number second.
My second favorite.
Fourth.
Is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad because it's just so fun and it's my favorite roller coaster. So if you ask me, like, what's your favorite roller coaster at Disneyland, I would say Big Thunder. But if you ask me, like,
oh,
total ride, then it would be different, like, just how it is, you know.
Brainwave.
What?
Brainwave.
Anyways, the goat's
the
awesome.
Goat. Yeah, he's my favorite. I named him Kevin, and he is my best friend. And
wait,
I say
wait,
hi to
whole
him
family
every
named
time.
Him Kevin. Hey, you can't just say that.
Well, that was my idea.
Hey, no, I don't know if that's true.
It was, though.
Isn't that Austin's favorite ride?
I think so. I don't know if it is anymore, but it was. So.
Okay.
Austin's my other brother.
Yeah. She's got three brothers. She's
yeah.
the only girl.
Yeah.
Fun. Anyways, Sam... you up?
My number two is...
Your number two is...
Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder!
Which is actually Ava's second.
So, they're both the same.
Rough. Are you a dog?
I did say bark. I did say bark. I am not a dog! I can verify.
Can you just...
I forgot the goat, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin is my best friend. We talk to Kevin every time we go on it. Like, the first time go on it during our trip, we'll say,
hi,
Kevin.
I like
last
how...
Last time, we'll be like, bye, Kevin.
I like how, dangerous it feels. It feels like you're on a mountain and you're gonna go down one of these cliffs and it's gonna run straight into Kevin and blow him and you up.
I used to be scared of it, but now it's my favorite, so.
Yeah. When you go up those hills and then down those drops, it's super fun and
there's lots of twists and
anxiety pulling, I guess.
Anxiety inducing.
Anyways.
Nerve wracking.
Okay, now it's time for number one. Drum roll, please.
Party!
Okay. Mine is Splash Mountain. Yay. Yes, I've talked about this many times, but this is definitely my favorite. So you guys can never change it, even though you guys are changing the attraction, Disney. Yeah. Sorry, I love you, Disney, but I just love it at the moment.
You're going to hate me for saying this, but...
No!
I'm really excited for it to change because...
It's Princess and the Frog.
I am too.
Because I love Princess and the Frog. And can you imagine just, like, hearing the music, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Going up the hill and then go down, and then it's like,
still won't change.
A little deeper.
It still won't change. So, you found your laughing place, eh? How come you are laughing?
Wait, are you changing?
I feel like I'll be happier. I feel like I'll like it more.
I like it
Princess
more.
Princess and the Frog than I do now. I know you're gonna hate me for this, but I'm actually gonna write it now.
Do you know what I think of Alice in Wonderland? I hate it.
Are we gonna start being spicy?
Okay.
You took a piece of her soul and put it on.
It's good, but
and it is turned into.
I do like it. I don't like getting wet on it, but I do like.
Anyways, okay.
Solely
but wait, before we keep doing it, it's supposed to be based after the movie, so there's no gonna be Are You Ready? Because there's gonna be no Dr. Facilier because he's dead. I told you.
No.
Yes, okay, he is
no.
dead. I just need to...
Okay, my number one is Avatar Flight of Passage. I just really like this ride. I don't know why. Kind of a mix of, like, Star Tours and,
flying.
Soarin'. It's like, you know, and it's so funny. Like, sometimes, like, you can actually, if you put your knees to the motor thingy you're riding on, motorcycle thingy, then you can feel the banshee breathing, which is cool. But, like, when I was riding it, I looked behind and I just saw my backpacker riding in the little cubbies. It was funny.
Okay. Esther?
I've never been on that ride, so I don't really talk about it. If I did, I would probably be that way.
Mine's Splash Mountain, too. Like, me and Isaac love Splash Mountain. One time I was, because I had this Anna dress, and it was, like, a play dress. I was, like, wearing it, and I got wet with it, because we were going in,
like, get stuck
raw. But then it was, like... It's and so fun.
Anna
and
turned
I
into
was wet. Like being oh. Disney with the ride. Because I'm like, I have an Anna dress on, and we went on Frozen that day.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Mine is Big Thunder Mountain.
Yay.
I love Big Thunder.
It can be two. It has to be one.
Okay.
My favorite ride.
Well, it's my number one.
It can't be number coasters. Two. It can't be number two. It can't be three, four, five, or one.
What?
It can be any number.
It's my favorite for roller coasters.
If it had to be one, mine couldn't be number two.
Okay, Sam, number one.
Anyway, my number one. Pirates.
I love pirates.
Once
pirates
again.
Is good.
Pirates.
It's just like don't Walt Disney was like again. He just keeps doing it.
Okay.
Over this timeline, it's just like people like that ride. People like that ride.
We went out of order.
Oh well. My number one is Isaac already spoiled it, and you already know if you listen to
oh wait
the food one.
Time slots.
That's what I said. My favorite is Alice in Wonderland because of the nostalgia it gives me.
It technically is a kind of.
It's a dark ride.
It's not a roller coaster.
It's my favorite dark ride, and my favorite roller coaster is Big Thunder.
A roller coaster would be like.
Yeah,
Big Thunder or Space Mountain or Rock.
It has to have like two tracks only, and then.
What?
No, not two tracks, like two sides. Than that, but like a dark ride, like that Alice in Wonderland has like just this long line.
A dark ride is a ride that's indoors.
Yeah, it's outdoors though.
It's a dark ride.
Too.
It's a dark red.
Wonderland is mostly indoors.
But it goes
like this tiny part outdoors. Anyway,
and it's because
I used to be terrified. I was a really chicken when I was little. I used to be terrified of like every ride. I was terrified of pirates, and so my mom would take me.
I was terrified of it too.
Yeah,
I have a flashback when I was a baby. I was just waking up, and I was like,
oh. "Probably on the ride."
I think I remember that. I was like, "I hope Sam doesn't wake up."
And then I woke up, and I was like, "Oh no."
Well, I was terrified of pirates, and so my mom took me on Alice in Wonderland. Wow, like. Brothers and my dad went on pirates, and so it's just kind of my favorite because of nostalgia. And it has the best bathrooms in the whole park.
Oh, yes,
they're the cleanest, they're the least busy, and they're themed super awesome.
No, they're themed Alice in Wonderland, not super
awesome. The theming is Alice in Wonderland, and the stall doors are like cards. If you are in Fantasyland and need to go to the bathroom, go to Alice in Wonderland.
And if you're anywhere else, if you can't make it, go to the
run.
If you need to go to the bathroom in China, then just take a plane, fly into California, and then just get in Disneyland, go to the bathroom.
That's
and
then expensive.
Pay like $100 just to go to the bathroom at Disneyland.
It's more than that now. It's like $103 for a one day ticket.
Okay, it's $3 more
plus,
than.
And then yeah, fine.
It's more like $200.
And then plus
the plane flight.
Yeah, plus from
From China.
Plus the jet lag.
Oh my gosh, that would be like a really exciting.
That'd be an expensive bathroom.
That's would have to hold it for like 24 hours. Because like the plane rides are like
so that's why
hours.
You go after no that's why you go after you already go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm not to China. Okay. Well, at least from Utah to China is 24, not 24-14, but okay. Anyway,
she's gone.
Well, it depends the way you go. China. So you could go across the Pacific, California.
But
wait, what? I'm
from China.
Yeah.
Oh,
you go across
the right,
if you go far. Okay, so those are our top five. Now it's time for our honorable mentions. So we each picked five. We're just gonna go through them. We're not gonna discuss them because we just don't. We've already.
I don't have any. Peace.
Okay.
So wait, you still have to wait. You're still like doing the thing. Wow, he's being grumpy.
I'm not. I'm wearing
a collar.
Anyways, okay.
On a bed.
This is my collar of a dog. I'm joking.
That's a random collar. Okay. Anyway.
Okay, my honorable mentions are Big Thunder Mountain, Toy Story Mania, Indiana Jones, Winnie the Pooh, and Haunted Mansion. Thieves.
Okay, mine are Splash, Big Thunder, Pirates of the Caribbean, Indiana Jones, and Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
What about Enchanted Mansion? I'm actually really sad. These don't make it on my list, but
okay.
I just love these rides.
Okay.
Do
you have one? You don't.
I have one, but I forgot the name of it.
Is it Big Thunder?
No, just move on, and then I'll tell later.
Okay.
Hiram, do you have any honorable mentions?
Okay.
You're making noise, Sam.
It's not me! It's
okay.
Literally Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Plastic Purpose.
Okay. It's an honorable mention and number one? Wow.
Yep.
Okay,
wow.
Ava.
Okay.
We already heard that Sam doesn't have any honorable mentions.
Mine are Matterhorn, Haunted Mansion, Jungle Cruise, Storybook Canal, and Soarin'. I have one more, Winnie the Pooh. So that was six, but, you know.
It's okay. Okay, time for story time. Esther remembers. What was it?
It's Slinky Dog Dash.
Okay.
I've never seen one.
I want to ride that so bad. I think I would love it.
Anyway, story time. So let's start with Esther.
I don't really have a story.
I have a story for you. One time she was so really mad, and she started banging her head on the concrete, and my grandma tried to.
No, I wasn't so.
It was
in
front of
a sword building.
Okay, no, she started banging her head on the tile.
It wasn't concrete.
Sorry, I thought it was outside. Anyways, my grandma's tried to convince her by doing treats and toys and anything that she could, and Esther would just not, because she thought she was big enough to go on Soren, and she couldn't. Okay, hire you.
Not you.
Do you have a story?
Mm-hmm. Esther has another story.
We tried and went on Avatar, but like I was scared because of like there's motors.
It was just loud.
Yeah, and I was scared, and so like my mom took me out. Then we tried again. I wasn't tall enough, but the other time I could go. And there's this little girl, littler than me, and shorter than me, that could go.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You shrunk for, 3 seconds.
And then that kid, grew for, 3 seconds.
That's weird.
Anyways.
Okay, mine.
I don't know.
I might have one, but might not.
I
be.
Am an I, says Hiram.
Yeah. Really? Can I tell the first time I went on Matterhorn? I mean, not Matterhorn. Everest, which sure. was,
it was only that like, ago, but not it was like 2-ish
years ago.
It
was 3.
No, it was 2.
Ishy wishy.
It's 2019. Yes. Anyways, okay. This is 2021.
If all I
has
did,
gone away by now, thank
I
you
was like, I do not know. Want to go on this ride. So I closed my eyes and I remember opening them a little. Then when I closed them, I saw flashes because of the Yeti.
Ishy wishy.
Yeah. I saw white in my eyes. I'm like,
anyways.
I'm gonna get blind.
Okay, Sam. You don't have to share one if you don't have one.
Give me 2 minutes.
Does anybody else have any stories?
I'll think of a story.
Whoever's story is really fast. I one time had a dream that I was on
why is it
Splash Mountain and I jumped off. I jumped onto the side of the rock and my family was still on it. And they went down the hill and I was like eyes wide, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And so I just sat in there in the with the animatronics, which actually would be really scary.
Dude.
And then I just trying to find my way out. And so I was walking through it and there were tons of caves. So that was weird.
Okay, now it's time for some Jeopardy music. Do 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 do
do do do do do Do you have one yet?
No. I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, I can't think of a darn thing.
It's okay. We can always...
Excuse me.
Anyways, thanks for coming on, you guys. It's been fun.
Hi.
Anyways.
Hope you liked the episode. See y'all later.
And remember to always thank the Phoenicians.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo! Bye.
Bye.